So some people, either because they have limited intelligence or for some other reason, they're just not very philosophically inclined. They have some service attitude, they have some devotion. So how should we see such people? Is it that because their heart has devotion, so whether they have philosophical interest or not, it doesn't matter? Or is it that because they don't have philosophical interest, their hearts, they may get diverted in future? So in general, the basic principle when we are practicing bhakti is that whatever is favorable, we accept, what is unfavorably avoid. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya vachana. So, with respect to ourselves, first of all, we need to decide. Okay, if for me, I find, we may initially find philosophical boring also, but actually, if we get into the philosophy, we find it just increases my conviction, which increases my determination. It helps me to focus. Sometimes, if we are doing japa, but if doing, before japa, before doing our chanting, before doing our meditation, just hear a little bit about the glories of the Holy Name. Then immediately, this is the same Krishna manifesting now. Let me focus on Krishna. So we can see our practice becomes more determined by the by understanding. Therefore, we first for our sake, we should try to understand. Now, as far as others are concerned, the first thing is that we have to get them to connect with Krishna. If Krishna is here, they are here. Somehow or the other, they have to get connected with Krishna. And then that connection can be expanded. So if they have some love and devotion, then engage them accordingly. Maybe they can do some service for the deities. Maybe they can participate in kirtans. Maybe they can go for harinam or whatever. Get them engaged in some service. Now, as the connection with Krishna becomes established, the nature of the Krishna connection is that if we keep serving Krishna, that Krishna connection will expand. Because initially, I may come to the temple only to take darshan. If I keep doing that, gradually I'll think, who are these people who are worshipping the deities? Every time I come to the, whenever I, sometimes I come to darshan, I see that this class going on and so many people are hearing attentively. What is there in this class? So the nature of the Krishna connection is, once the connection is established, it will expand. So we focus on wherever people are at, engage them. Along with that, we give them philosophy as per their interest. So it's not for us to judge whether a person's devotion is so great that they don't need the intelligence, or person, these people are just at sentimental level. We are also sadhakas, they are also sadhakas. We don't have to judge them. At the same time, if we are introducing them Krishna bhakti, it is our responsibility to guide them. And therefore, we can encourage them to the best of our capacity. We can try to present Krishna consciousness in an interesting way. Maybe give them classes by some devotees whose way of thinking, whose way of presenting, we think they will connect with. But sometimes they may just not be interested. So we just engage them the way that is practical for them. And we wait. It is ultimately their practice of bhakti is not just between us and them. Their practice of bhakti is between them and Krishna. And if we provide them whatever facility we can, then they will come towards Krishna through their own gradual spiritual evolution. So one practical thing we could see is that we can look at their overall life. If that person is very shrewd and intelligent and analytical in the rest of their life and they show no philosophical inclination, then that means something is missing. Maybe this person is just not interested right now. But in general also, these people are that person is not very intellectual, a simple-hearted kind of person in all aspects of their life. And that means this may not be much of a need for them. So we have to, we can't project what is our need on others. Like once I was giving a class, I told that when we go into the deities, we can recite some verses. And reciting those verses, we will be able to connect with Krishna. Of course, those verses which you are meditating on, Krishna is there. And thoughts about Krishna will go. So I said that personally for me, unless I recite a verse, I just don't connect with the deities. So that kindles whatever little devotion I have. After a couple of days, a devotee came to me and he said to me that, I tried to memorize verses and speak in front of the deities. just recollecting that verse causes me so much tension that whatever bhakti I feel, it goes away. So, now, it's good to memorize verses, but for somebody else, that might not be the primary way they connect with Krishna. So, what applies, in English there's a saying that the shoe that fits one leg bites another leg. So, like that, we can't stereotype that this is what everyone needs. But everybody needs to have some basic intellectual understanding. But that, that basic level itself, what that basic is, may vary based on the person's own nature and intellectual capacity. Does it answer your question?
Yes,
okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, please.
Thank you for the wonderful lecture. I think it's